You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Well, according to the Institute for Security Studies, South African citizens are ranked in the top 10 of nationalities targeted by major terror groups such as Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, and I suppose even closer to home, Boko Haram and Al-Shabaab. Shiraz Mohammed, Monique and Kali Stradom, Steve McGowan, Debbie Kalitz and her partner Bruno Pelizzari are among the names in this horrible, horrible Hall of Fame. If you're a traveling salesman, you need to pay attention. Joining us from the Institute for Security Studies is senior researcher Martin Iwi. Good afternoon to you. Why are South Africans so in demand?
Thank you. Good afternoon. Well, it's very simple. South Africa is regarded as the richest, most advanced country in Africa. It is most often compared to European countries like Sweden, Norway, even America, and even Spain. These are countries which are also targeted by terrorist groups around the world. Unfortunately, South Africa is one of them.
Do we have a list of countries where such kidnappings or targeting of South Africans might occur?
Well, yes. South Africans have been kidnapped in Mali. South Africans have been kidnapped in Yemen. South Africans have been kidnapped in Somalia. South Africans have been kidnapped in Nigeria. So the list is growing. So wherever you find this religious fundamentalist groups such as the Islamic State, Boko Haram, Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, these groups tend to target countries that they believe can pay ransom. And unfortunately, South Africa is considered as a rich country where its citizens can pay huge ransoms that could support these groups.
How many South Africans have been kidnapped or killed or injured by these groups?
So far, our study determines that about at least 50 of them. We are still trying to finalize the study. At least 50 of them so far have been kidnapped by these groups, injured or killed. You will recall the most famous one in Yemen when this couple, which was kidnapped by the Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, was actually kidnapped, and then the wife was killed, and the wife was released, and the husband was killed.
Yeah, Pierre and Monique Koki, right?
I didn't want to call the name. Sometimes, it's a very sensitive issue to the kidnapped persons.
You know, how do South Africans end up in these countries where this kind of thing happens? Because, you know, from the examples, I mean, it's everything from people working in construction, involved in the military, to even to holidaymakers.
Yes, in most cases, South Africans that found themselves in this environment are actually there for work. They go there to help people. If you look at the last South African that was kidnapped in Syria, he was actually a journalist, from the Gift of the Givers, who had actually gone there to cover the conflict. And he was kidnapped by, terrorist groups in that country. So in very few cases, they go there for leisure, but in many of the cases that we've covered so far, the reason for South Africans to travel to those countries has been for work. So, which means that South Africans traveling for work have to be extremely careful when they find themselves in these countries where you have terrorist groups.
A number of South Africans remain unfreed.
Yes, we have the typical one is the South African who is still with the group called Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, who has been there since 2011. And that's a very sad case because, from 2011 to today, it's a very long time for somebody to be in captivity.
I understand. I understand in Steve McGowan's case, there was proof of life as recently as a few months ago. Is that correct?
Yes, that was the last time. And what happened was that, for his case, it was really unfortunate because they had released other people, the Swedish, the Italians that were with him. And for some reason, they didn't release him. which means that they actually need more negotiation with the South African government, or South Africa needs really to deliver the demands of the group, which is really to give them the money they are asking for.
What is the South African government's position on this? I know, for example, the U.S. has always famously said it doesn't negotiate with terrorists. Do we?
Yes, South Africa is also in that same category of countries which have committed not to negotiate with terrorist groups. And that's what complicates any situation where a South African is kidnapped, because you should know that your government will not negotiate with the group. It's not going to pay ransom, certainly. And that's where it comes in. That's where the South African government makes it very difficult for the South African. For the American government, what most often is the option is the option to liberate, to use military means to liberate these individuals. What we have also found in some cases of U.S. citizens involved in this kind of kidnap for ransom situation is that the government could actually allow a third person, a non-governmental person, which in this case, in most cases, have been their insurance companies. So insurance companies can actually come in to negotiate with the terrorist group in terms of what are the terms and conditions for releasing their person. We've seen a number of U.S. citizens being released on this. This has also become a concern by U.S. government and other governments around the world which are fighting terrorism, because they say that this kind of payment goes to reinforce the terrorist group. It goes to provide strength that the terrorist group will now use to kidnap more people. So the logic here is that when you pay for one person to be released, you are actually paying for 10 more people to be kidnapped. So therefore, the payment for ransom is completely discouraged. But the problem we have is that there is no international law to ban it because of the moral dilemma that countries face.
I suppose then ultimately the warning is that if you do get kidnapped, you're pretty much on your own.
You're pretty much on your own, but if you are insured with a good insurance company, that company can negotiate for you. But for South Africans, it's not really a dead road. It's, you still have some options. There are groups, non-governmental groups such as Gift of the Givers, that can negotiate for you. There are some other third parties, good negotiators that can do the negotiation for you. But in most cases, when these groups, apart from the group, the Gift of the Givers, which has some connection with certain countries and it's also respected in certain countries, sometimes they can release individuals for free for them. But with most other negotiators, when it comes to especially insurance groups, you still need to pay that money. You still need to pay that ransom to free your loved ones.
Martin Iwi, senior researcher with the Institute for Security Studies. I suppose the lesson for all of us who may need to, for whatever reason, travel to some of these destinations is to be really, really vigilant and careful. And I suppose, pray for your loved ones.